Hello, I'm Mehak Agarwal with CGTM 1280 AM in Toronto. Today, for a change, instead of a movie, I will be reviewing a TV show, and that too, one in a foreign language. Gizil Gonchalar, which translates to Red Buds in English, is a Turkish telenovela, popularly known as a Dizi, that tells the story of two families, one secular and the other conservative, and what happens when their lives collide. The terms secular and conservative are used in the specific context of the Turkish society, where people who practice Islam are called conservatives and the ones who live a more Western lifestyle are called secular. The show explores the tensions between the two segments. It is set in Istanbul. The main location is a sect with a dergah as its power center. So how did I come across this show? I had never watched a Turkish dizi before or had any special interest in Turkish culture. TikTok is the culprit. I came across a clip of this show on TikTok and was mesmerized. The clip is known as a swing scene among fans, and even after the show's two-season run, it is the most popular scene of the series. It shows the show's young couple having a naive courtship conversation, which ends near a swing at a picnic spot. So I started by watching TikTok clips, and at some point I was hooked enough to actually seek out the show. As someone who had no idea about Turkish dizis prior to this show, I was shocked to know that every episode is 130 to 150 minutes long. Yes, the length of an episode is greater than most movies these days. But I was already in and didn't feel like backing out. To dive in terms of characters, on the conservative side, it's the story of a family living in a sect. Meryem, who was married at the age of 14, wants desperately to stop her daughter from living the same fate. Zeynep, her daughter, is a math genius who wants to run away and study instead of getting married. There is also the powerful Gunesh family, the head of the sect. Zeynep is betrothed to the grandson of the sect leader. Cüneyt, the grandson, is a deeply religious and intelligent man who is tormented by his childhood memories, specifically his mother's death. On the secular side, we have a doctor couple, Levant and Beste, and their daughter Mira, who is the same age as Zeynep. Levant and Meryem's paths cross and the story begins. The story focuses on the contrasting paths taken by Mira and Zeynep's lives. When it comes to the acting performances, Levant and Meryem are the leads of the show. They are played by industry veterans Ozkan Deniz and Ozgun Amal. Right from the beginning of the show, they have not been able to make any impact with their acting. Instead, the actors who play the naive young couple Zeynep and Cüneyt steal the show. Mert Yazıcıoğlu as Cüneyt is simply sublime. It is a performance of a lifetime and he has rightfully swept every award this season. He portrays a deeply respected sect leader who is acutely troubled by his past and battles severe mental health issues, even as he falls madly in love with the genius Zeynep. Mert portrays Cüneyt's authority, vulnerability, fluctuating mental health with such rawness and precision that one is unable to look away when he's on screen. He nails every mannerism, every emotion. His every scene has trended on TikTok and Twitter. He's matched toe-to-toe by the now 17-year-old actress Mina Demirtaş, who was just 15 when she started the show. She portrays Zeynep's innocence, lust for knowledge, suffocation at being trapped in the sect's rules, and her inability to stop herself from falling passionately in love with the husband she was forced to marry, with maturity and grasp of craft way beyond her years. The lead actors, Ozkan and Ozgu, failed to keep up with the masterclass put up by Mert and Mina and a very able supporting cast. Ozkan and Ozgu stick out like sore thumbs and take one out from the experience of the show. They are wooden and unable to portray the inner lives of their characters. As for the wins of the show gives one an idea of the Turkish society and talks about issues faced by it, such as the secular-conservative divide, underage marriage, suppression of female agency and girls' education, so much so that it has repeatedly been banned and fined by the Turkish government watchdog. The show inspired me to read about Turkish history and the origins of the secular-conservative divide. It partly inspired me to read the Quran, as the conservative characters often quote stories from it to make a point. It also introduced me to the work of poets such as Umar Khayyam, as Cüneyt is fond of reciting poetry. For the show to have this impact on someone who had just a passing knowledge of Turkey is a big win. Its impact within Turkey is shown by its consistently high ratings, popularity on Twitter and TikTok, as well as the government eagerness to ban it at every opportunity. Overall, the show has an excellent first season. It focuses on the issues and gives Cüneyt and Zeynep ample space to grow as characters and make a place in the audience's heart. It has its issues, the breakneck pace, leaving some threads hanging and not giving some characters proper closure. But it more than makes up for it with its setting, characters and their interactions, The intellectual conversations where both sides of the secular-conservative divide put their point forward and leave the audience with a lot to think about. It doesn't demonize the sect side of the story and instead gives the sect characters an opportunity to breathe and put their point forward and lets the audience come to its own conclusions. The second season is a massive disappointment, with no head or tail to the story, hollowing out beloved characters and trying to create controversy just for the sake of it. So, do I recommend it? I highly recommend watching the first season as there is a lot to gain and to enjoy the stellar performances of Murtezi Jolu and Meena Demirtaş. I cannot wait to see what they do next. Avoid the second season like the plague. Despite my deep love for the show, I had to abandon the second season midway as each episode was more ridiculous than the last. The episodes are available in full on the Kızıl Gonçalar YouTube channel in Turkish. English subtitles can be turned on from the settings. It is also available on the website Turkish 123 with English subtitles. For CGTM 1280 AM in Toronto, I am Mehek.